Warning, listening to the following podcast may mean you are pussy whipped. I know I am.
Coming, Tiziano.
Welcome to the Cat Lovers Podcast, show number 7. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am your host. One of the toughest things about putting together this podcast on a regular basis is coming up with content, so I want to start by thanking David DeGill of CoolCyberCats.com for helping me out with some of the information you're going to hear. Over the past couple weeks, I've been on the road. I was in Virginia visiting some family and also went up to Delaware and did a nice house concert, which worked out fantastic. A special thanks to Larry Owens, who hosted that concert. I got to play a lot of my cat songs and as well as a lot of my traditional Irish music, and it all went over really well. But when I got back, my cats were upset with me. Or rather, basically, the situation, what normally happens, if I'm gone too long from home, Tiziano gets it in his head that he can become the alpha male of the house and starts rebelling, but Tori doesn't like that much. So Tiziano spent much of the time when I was away underneath my bed. And I think they're finally coming around. They're getting a lot better now because this evening I had an appointment with a pet photographer. Patty Mora is a local pet photographer, and she's doing a special project with musicians and their pets. So I gave her a call and told her that I was interested in being a part of this project. While my cats were finally getting around to being okay again, I shoved them both into my cat carrier and took them over to the studio. And they were traumatized some more as we were trying to photograph TNT and me for this photo shoot. It was a lot of fun. They, of course, hated it. They were spent their time squiggling and squirming trying to get away from me and so they could run and hide, to no avail. But I think we got some good photographs. The great thing about it is that since I got back from that photo shoot, Tiziano hasn't hissed at all that I've heard, anyways. So I guess that was a good thing. I think I finally got him over their combativeness here. So that's fantastic. Right before I left, I got a small square box from CoolCyberCats.com. I brought it home and accidentally dropped it on the ground. Almost immediately, Tore was on top of it. He was rubbing his head against the box and playing with it in that slightly psycho way cats do when they are confronted with fresh catnip. Yes, inside were two catnip toys from Ducky World, cleverly disguised as a lemon and a banana, and what looks like hand-sewn corduroy. Whatever the case, TNT gave it their purrs of approval, or rather, they're flopping and flipping and flumping around purrs of approval. They love the stuff. So thanks again to CoolCyberCats.com, where you can also pick up some Ducky World catnip. I also want to ask for your assistance. Vote for Cats in the Austin Music Poll. Austin is touted as the live music capital of the world. So there are a lot of amazing bands that come out of Austin, Texas. I also perform with the Brobdingnagian Bards, and last year we came in number one as the best novelty band in the Austin Music Poll. This year I want to push my cat CD alongside the Brobdingnagian Bards, so you can go to the show notes at catmusicblog.com and you'll find a link with a whole bunch of suggestions of things that you can vote for in the Austin Music Poll, put on by the Austin Chronicle. Every little vote really does help, and so I would really appreciate it if you would go vote for the Dubliners Tabby Cats as Best New Band, and I think I have Ari Koinoma for Best Producer. There's a lot of stuff that you can make a difference if you will just take a moment to vote. Go check out the catmusicblog.com and vote for Cats in the Austin Music Poll. I got the following email from Les Howard regarding soft paws from my last podcast. I have been using soft paws with my cats for around 6 years now, At first, the cats didn't like them at all and were tearing them off quickly. This required me to check them frequently and replace any missing ones. However, after a few weeks, the cats adjusted to them, and now they don't seem to mind it at all. Go to softpaws.com. Thank you very much, Les, for telling me about that. I am a big proponent of non-declawing your cats, so please don't do that. Instead, try to check out Softpaws. You might be pleasantly surprised. How old is your cat, really? Understanding how old your feline friend is in human years is not as hard as you may think, and let me explain this backwards. Let me start by saying that cats do not age perfectly the same. Some breeds mature more slowly than others, and some have a longer expected lifespan. So take this formula with a grain of salt. On average, a 1-year-old house cat is about the same as a 15-year-old human. A 2-year-old house cat is about the same as a 24-year-old human. After the second year for a cat, just add 4 years to the human total for each additional year old your cat pal is. If you're not as good at math as I am, there's an age calculator at coolcybercats.com where you can input the age of your cat and it will give you the human equivalent. Check it out. Kitchen fun with your cat. I got this next bit from catnipchronicles.com. It's a humorous way to cook cookies. Number 1, look in cookbook for cookie recipe. Number 2, get cup of coffee. Number 3, remove cat from cookbook. Number 4, find a mouth-watering cookie recipe. Number 5, remove cat's nose from coffee mug. 6, get eggs from fridge. 7, get dry ingredients from cupboard. 8, break eggs in small bowl. 9, sift dry ingredients in large bowl. 10, answer the phone. 11, observe that while on the phone, the cat ate the eggs. Get more from fridge. 12, remove cat from flour bowl and dust cat off. 13, get band-aids for cat scratches on hands. 14, throw flour out and get more. 15, preheat oven for cookies. 16, resist the urge to toss the cat in the oven. Cat disappears in the bathroom. 17, flour the counter to roll out cookie dough. 18, crash reverberates from bathroom. Run to see what happened. 19, observe that cat has strewn toilet paper all over floor and knocked makeup and toiletries off counter. 20, yell at cat. Cat falls in toilet bowl. 21, sense that cat is angry. 22, remove cat from toilet and dry cat off. 23, retrieve bandages to cover more scratches on arms and legs. 24, clean bathroom. 25, hear a thump in kitchen. Oh brother, now what? 26, remove cat from floured kitchen counter. 27, try to pick out cat hairs from flour. 28, step on cat's tail and get bitten. 29, get coat, car keys, and go to store to buy cookies, bandages, and catnip toy. Thank you, catnipchronicles.com. And now on to the Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers CD update. I want to tell you that the CD is doing amazingly well. If I can sell about another 300 CDs, I may actually break even, which means I can start thinking about the next album. I hope to release it in 2007, and I want to get more people involved. So I am looking for song lyrics for the next CD. Of course, the theme is Celtic music for cat lovers. So if you have any favorite traditional Irish and Scottish songs that you'd like to rewrite and submit as a possibility for the CD, you can do so through the show notes. There's a link. I also want to thank Rita Riley and Melissa Konigsdorfer, who helped make that CD possible. And I can finally say that the Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers pint glasses have finally arrived. I'm so happy about that. I'm getting ready to send those out. I just need to find some packaging now. I didn't quite plan that well. Oh, well. And now we're going to finish up with a song called The Cat Came Back, The Cat's Perspective. This song was a parody of an Irish song called The Moonshiner. But the story is about the cat came back, and it is coming from the cat's perspective. So it has a fun little twist. And that is all we have time for the Cat Lovers Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please go to catdrinkingsongs.com and you can buy the CD. You can submit a song. You can submit ideas for future podcasts. There's just a plethora of things you can do. Again, thanks coolcybercats.com and Catnip Chronicles for the information that I got today. And here is The Cat Came Back, The Cat's Perspective.
I was a crazy cat for many's the year. My years are advancing, now I sleep in my chair. But old Mr. Johnson still wants me to play. If I don't get active, he'll send me away. I'm yellow, tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. His neighbor ambushed me with shotgun and dynamite. My cat senses warned me, so I put up a fight. I clawed at his cigarette, it fell to the floor. It lit the dynamite as I ran out the door. Boom! I'm a yellow tabby kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. He gave me to a boy with a dollar and a note to drown me in the river when we were afloat. I saw the rope come towards me and let out a yowl. The boat tipped on over, the poor boy was drowned.
Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
To a man going up in a balloon, I clung to his head, I am no buffoon. The man tried to free me, but then lost control. I stole his parachute as he crashed against the knoll.
Curse, splat!
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Off the light so I wouldn't look around. The food processor came closer to me. I jumped to the floor. He tripped bloodily.
Crunch.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, I know you hate me, but I have 9 lives, you haven't even 3. Blessed are the cat lovers, blessed are all kitties. So love me or leave me alone for to sleep.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree